Hi David, thanks for meeting with me today.
Hi Teresa, it's my pleasure.
So let's talk about the reasons why you decided to spend some time abroad.
Yes, like probably most of us when we finished school, I was 19. I had accumulated a lot of knowledge and very little experience in terms of real life. So I kind of just wanted to get out and see the world and experience that. And there's always, of course, the other side, because I did a volunteering program so that you want to do something useful and all that. But to be honest, my main motivation, I think, really was experience.
So you already mentioned that you wanted to do something as a volunteer. Where did you go?
I went to the Czech Republic, a little village in the Czech Republic.
Why did you choose to go to the Czech Republic?
I chose to go to the Republic, Czech Republic, just more or less. So the organization that I signed up to that was sending me abroad, they let you choose to an extent. So I chose a region which was Central and Eastern Europe. This was not European Union at the time. And then they got me projects that I could be interested in. And I chose one in Lithuania originally. And then that project somehow cancelled on short notice, just over a month, I think, before I was to go there. So then I got this other option in the Czech Republic, and it was fine by me. I just wanted to go somewhere, so I did that.
What was your main job during this time?
The project is called a rural cultural center. So, it's that. It's partly cultural. But at the time I was there, it was just only building up. So we had an old farmhouse that we also lived in with a garden. And most of the work was repair work around the house. So fixing little things like walls and doors and windows. And then we also had goats to take care of. And sometimes we'd have activities like we'd go out and plant apple trees and so on. We also had the garden where we do vegetables and all that. So it was very much a country life.
How did you manage to communicate with the people? Because I assume you didn't learn Czech in school.
I didn't, but on arrival in the project, we had a language course, so there were me and some other volunteers, and I think it was 2 weeks intensive Czech course that we just had to learn the language and all the vocabulary, and after that, I could go shopping, so I knew how to say what I want in a shop, which is important in a little village, where you actually still have those shops where you go in and talk to people and stuff. So, yeah, and it went from there. So I kept trying and kept learning.
And what would you say to students who are considering going abroad?
I'd say, first of all, well, definitely do it. Don't expect it to be all fun and games, of course, at least if you do volunteering. It is work and it can get difficult and all that, but it's certainly worth it. And in terms of choosing where to go, I'd say don't just go with a country or a place that you know and like, but why not just go somewhere that you just don't know what to expect? It's just an adventure. You're young, you can do it.